Zohar Chok Yisrael, Pashas Noach, Day 4, and except from 68a. Amr Rav Yehuda, said Rav Yehuda, Afal Gav de Zako Hove Noach, even though Noach was meritorious, he was righteous, La Vihu Kedai, the Kutcher Bichu Yogan Al Alma Beginei, he wasn't worthy that the Holy Vesbihi should shield on the world because of him. His merit was not great enough to protect the entire world. Tochazi, come and see. Moshe lo tolomila b'schusei. Moshe did not make the issue, meaning the issue of saving Am Yisrael, when it was decreed that they shouldn't continue. But when he prayed for them, that they should, Hashem should save them, he didn't make it dependent upon his own merit. Ela b'schus avon kadmoi, but in the merit of the original patriarchs. Avol Noach lo havalei b'mandi yisleit. If Noah had no one to make depend upon in his merit like Moshe, so like what could he do? Despite all this, even the Amalei Kutcher Brichu, once the Holy Blessed Be He said to him, "Akimosi SPC Itoch," and I will make my covenant stand with you, which means basically Hashem is telling him, "You are going to be the one that the world will be rebuilt through," which means he understood that everyone else is going to fall by the wayside. We should have requested mercy upon them. He should have davened for them, asked Hashem to save them nonetheless. The Kabbana Dakri of the Basar, and the sacrifice that he offered afterwards, after they came out of the ark, after the flood was over, the ark of Laman Khan was done, he should have offered up beforehand. Dimi Shachach Ruzamiyama, maybe it caused to subside wrath from the world. Our Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda, my Havalayim of it, still, what should we have done? No Chayavi Alma, Hoyu Magizin Kami Kutcher Bihu, that behold, the wicked of the world were making anger before the Holy Blessed Be He. You, Yaakov Kabbana, you should offer up a sacrifice, like it's not in, so much in place. Ella, rather, Vadai Noach Dochel Al Gamei Hava. Certainly Noach was afraid for himself. Begin, Dlo, Yarabe Mosa, the Gol Chayve Alma, that it shouldn't be mixed with him, he shouldn't meet up with death amidst the wicked of the world. Like, he shouldn't be punished because of them. Like, he felt it wasn't really a place for him to try and save them, because he was afraid that he would be, on the contrary, he would be punished because of them. It wasn't just selfish, just didn't look to him as if there was place for it. He saw their bad deeds every day. And how they're making angry for them, blessed be he. Kol yom every day. So, basically, Rav Yehuda is learning merit of Noach and saying he really couldn't have done a better job. Rav Yitzchak seemed to claim he could have done a better job. It seems to be that these two angles in the level of Noach relative to his generation. And that explains when rabbis say, Noach each tzaddik, Noach was a righteous man. One says he wouldn't have been special if he's in a different generation. Others say even in a different generation he wouldn't be special. So these two ways of looking at it. And from both of them have a spiritual root, from the eternal light and surrounding light. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Kol zimna dechayve alma iskiyu. Any time that the wicked of the world increase, Zakod ishtachach beinayhu, a tzaddik is found in the midst, who it fispekad mesa, he is grabbed first. See if it's written, mikudoshai techidu, begin from my holy ones. This is referring to a time when it is decreed upon the city to be destroyed, and Hashem told the angel, begin from my holy ones. And the name of Altikre, mikudoshi, don't begin from my temple, the destruction of the temple, mikudoshai, from my holy ones, which are the people. And the words more explains that even though they are righteous and they should have been saved, at first they were going to be saved, but the quality of judgment complained and said, well, they should have lambasted the people for their sins, and since they didn't, that's why they were also grabbed. Noach, hech shazav leikutcher brichu. And Noach, how the Holy Must Be He save him, bein kol inu no chayvayim, from amidst all those wicked. Ela, rather begin divkun inay told in Baal, in order to come out from him offspring in the world. To have a tzaddik reyos, and he was fitting and righteous. But it could be, Zohar is saying, in a different situation where the whole world would have been discontinued, Noach himself might not have been saved. And furthermore, do you Asribu Kol Yoma? He did reprove them every day. Yoma. Lo Kabilu Vine didn't receive from him. So, Lekai Menafshe Kro, they receive, and he fulfilled his soul. The verse that's written, Hashem says, the prophet, the Ataki, is hard to rush on you. If you warn the wicked to turn his way, he doesn't. So you saved yourself and he'll die. So since Noach was warning them every day to do tshuva, he did his and he did deserve to be saved. See, even it's written, we are taught, snafshechot, salta, and you save your soul. We can't when we learn, kol man, azel lechaiva, anyone who warns the wicked, avol gav lo kabul yinei, even though he doesn't receive from him, hu shazev lei the garment, he saves himself. Vahau chaiva, ispas bechove, that wicked person is grabbed in his sin. Vad kama yizor lei, and how much should he warn him, reprove him, adim chilei, till he hits him. Hokmu achavai, behold, is explained by their friends. But basically, the Zohar saying Noah couldn't have done better, and he was righteous, and he deserved being saved, and it wasn't his fault that he couldn't save the world.